Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Arlene Cowan. I noticed a charge on my account, and it's apparently from your company, Essential Trends and Health or something. And I do not want the product.
Yes, can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Zip code is 95687. Arlene Cowan, C-O-W-A-N.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
176 Warren Drive in Vacaville, California.
Yes, Sam, give me one moment. Yes, Sam, it does look like there was a contest entered for the Dyson vacuum. In order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in our bill plan gap called by Tope.
Had to be enrolled in what?
Our bill plan gap called by Tope.
I don't understand what you're saying, so go on.
It's for a meal planning gap. That Dyson vacuum cleaner is a contest entry.
Oh, well, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's fraudulent. That's not what it said, so.
The terms and conditions are on the website whenever you enter the contest. Our app gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. We can offer a $20 monthly rate if you would like to continue.
No. I want this whole thing canceled. I want any subscription canceled. I do not want to pay the $59.89. Notified my credit card company that I think this is a scam.
Yes, and our terms and conditions are on the website. If you give one moment, I can go ahead and have this account canceled. You said that charge was already disputed, or has that charge been disputed?
Yes, this morning.
Yes, and so you'd have to call back with your bank on the line before we can issue a refund for that charge.
I have to call back with my bank on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
It's American Airlines. What they want is told me to tell you to cancel it and give me a confirmation that it's been canceled by email.
Yes, and we have to give a cancellation number over the phone.
Beg your pardon?
We have to give a cancellation number over the phone. What happens when a charge gets disputed, we can verify the information that's on the account, and the account goes into a chargeback. So in order to avoid that chargeback, if you'd like the refund, you would have to call back with whoever you disputed the charge with, and we can issue the refund.
I have a case number.
I can give you a cancellation number. You would have to call back with the finance institution that you disputed the charge with, like on the phone, and then we can issue a refund for that charge.
How can I keep them on the phone?
You would have to initiate a conference call. So you would just call them and then add us to the call, a three-way call.
So you're making this more difficult so that I don't continue with it so that you can get your damn money, and it truly is a scam. This has nothing at all to do with what I responded to. It's entirely false.
Yes, and we do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been overlooked, but they were stated on the website. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood those.
How come I thought it was from Costco?
If you did a survey for Costco, the gifts at the end are contest entries.
It's ridiculous. It's a scam. So I call my company back, and I tell them everything you told me and hope to God that they're willing to do it.
You would just have to let them know in order to avoid a chargeback happening, they would have to call back. We would have to speak with them to avoid a chargeback happening.
Yeah, right. In the meantime, cancel everything.
This account has been canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's C as in Charlie. 9205485598.
C as in Charlie. 9205485598.
That's correct.
And what is your name?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I'll call my company back.
Nothing. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.